Send a letter to Billy, Billie Quinn, 603 North Main Street, Estill Springs, Tennessee, 37330. Dear Ms. Quinn, your recent cholesterol level was elevated at 213 with an elevated non-HDL cholesterol of 172. Paragraph. Please increase your Crestor to 1/2 tablet daily. And please make a follow-up appointment for repeat cholesterol levels in approximately 3 months. Paragraph. I enjoyed seeing you at your recent visit. Sincerely. Send a letter to Marvin Radley, Radley, 603 North Main Street, Estill Springs, Tennessee, 37330. Dear sir, your recent cholesterol level was elevated at 256 with an LDL cholesterol of 160. Please remain on your Zetia and please stick to a low-fat, low-cholesterol diet, period. Exercise will also help, period. Paragraph. I enjoyed seeing you at your recent visit. Sincerely, Melba DeLozier, DeLozier. She comes in. She's feeling better. She got over her chronic cough and congestion. She's taken all of her medicine and has reduced her dosage of L-thyroxine to 100 micrograms. Insert A127 over 82, pulse 64, temp 97.8, weight 153. Heart sounds regular, lungs clear, no edema. Assessment seems stable. Plan. Check thyroid profile and TSH. Patient lab review statement follow-up. William Ferries, PHARES. He comes for a physical exam. He states he's doing well. He recently had his colonoscopy, period. He does have aortic stenosis and has carotid stenosis. He wants to have these evaluated this spring instead of now, period. Past medical history, hyperlipidemia, enlarged prostate, colon polyps, aortic stenosis, hypertension, carotid stenosis, hypothyroidism, past surgical history, carotid endarterectomy, allergies, none, medications, lisinopril, HCT, lovastatin, aspirin, L-thyroxine, social history, does not smoke or drink, family history, his father had a heart attack, mother had a heart attack, 132-point ROS on chart. Objective, 152 over 90. Note, he brings in extensive lists of normal blood pressures at home. Pulse 80, temp 96.3, weight 191. Male physical, the same down to cardiac. He's got a 2 out of 6 systolic murmur, second right intercostal space. And under rectum, enlarged prostate. Excuse me, under neck, under HENT, he's got a scar over his right carotid with a soft bury. His EKG is abnormal with poor anterior forces and a sinus rhythm, but is unchanged from previous. Assessment, he's got aortic stenosis and carotid stenosis plan. He should have duplex exams of his aorta and his carotids. He should have a stress test. We discussed this, and he will consider doing these this spring. His blood work was checked. He recently had a renal artery duplex because of his hypertension, and he had no renal artery stenosis. Patient had review statement, follow-up. Peggy Cash comes in for a physical exam. She doesn't want a pelvic or a rectal exam. She wants a preventive and wellness checks, period. She states she's doing fairly well. She takes Ambien, PRN, sleep rarely. She is still on Prempro and Zoloft. She's is going to retire, but is a little anxious about that. Past medical history, recurrent sinus infections, osteopenia, ptosis of the right eyelid, sleep disorder and degenerative arthritis, past surgical history, surgery on the eyelid, allergies, Cipro, medications, calcium, Zoloft, Prempro, Ambien, social history, she doesn't smoke or drink, family history, her mother had arthritis and lung and colon cancer, father had a heart attack, 132-point ROS on chart. Objective 140 over 88, pulse 72, temp 96.9, weight 133, height 5'2", female physical, HENT, mild ptosis of the right eyelid. Rest is the same. Pelvic and rectal exams deferred. EKG, sinus rhythm. Assessment stable at this time. Plan, we refilled all of her medicines. We get appropriate blood work. We've suggested mammography, which has not been done, and we will continue her current medicine. Patient had review statement. Barney Tant, T-A-N-T, Security officer comes in for a physical exam. He's 64. He's doing fairly well. He has hypertension and hyperlipidemia. He's taking all of his medicine, past medical history, hyperlipidemia, hypertension, hyperthyroidism, diverticulosis, type 2 diabetes, past surgical history, neck surgery, left colectomy, umbilical hernia repair, right shoulder surgery, allergies, Zestril, Neurontin, codeine, morphine, medication, C-list, social history, does not currently smoke or drink other than some beer. Family history, mother had a stroke, father had diabetes, gout, cancer, and hypertension. Parkinson's disease, 132-point ROS on chart. Male physical, 122 over 80, pulse 74, temp 97.1, weight 189, height 6 foot. HNT, scar over the neck. And down to extremity, scar over the right shoulder. Under abdomen, well-held abdominal scar. Rest is the same, EKG, sinus rhythm, short PR interval. Assessment, he seems to be doing fairly well with good control of his blood pressure. Plan, continue all current medicines, check appropriate blood work, patient had review statement. We will check a hemoglobin A1C and follow up. Edith Russell, she still has some pain in her left leg, but her stents are patent. She's taking all her medicine. She's having no chest pain, insert A140 over 82, pulse 54. Temp 98.2, height 4 foot 10, weight 118, heart sounds regular, lungs clear, diminished pulses in the left lower extremity. Assessment, peripheral vascular disease with some claudication. Plan, continue to observe, check blood work, patient had review statement. Artis, A-R-T-I-S, Stevens, S-T-E-P-H-E-N-S. He's not sleeping well. Otherwise doing okay, taking all of his medicines. Blood pressures have been better, but still up somewhat for this 84-year-old gentleman. Insert A160 over 80, pulse 64, temp 96.9, weight 169. Heart sounds regular, lungs clear, no edema assessment. He seems to have persistent hypertension. Plan, continue current medicines, will increase his Ambien to 10 milligrams. Follow blood pressures at the present time. Patient had review statement. Edmund Baltzell, B-A-L-T-Z-E-L-L. Blood pressure doing well. He's feeling well. He's taking all of his medicines. His wife just had cardiac surgery. Insert A134 over 70, pulse 62, temp 97.1, weight 176. Heart sounds regular, lungs clear, no edema. Assessment stable, plan, same medicines, follow up 3 months. Patient had review statement. Doug Swan comes back in for blood pressure. He's been on amlodipine. Insert blood pressure 150 over 92. Heart sounds regular, lungs clear. He still smokes. Assessment, inadequate improvement with amlodipine. Plan, change to a trial of clonidine, 0.1 milligram HS. Follow up in several weeks. Stop smoking, patient had review statement. Note, he had gallbladder polyps on his previous study and will have to be followed. Carolyn Ferver, F-R-E-V-E-R. She's having pain in the rectal area. Insert A115 over 92, pulse 82, weight 149, height 5'3". Rectal exam reveals a thrombosed hemorrhoid the size of a quarter. Assessment, thrombosis, hemorrhoid, plan, anal prion, HC cream, referral to general surgery, patient had review statement. Dava Merritt comes for follow-up. She is able to take the Pravacol every other day. Insert A132 over 80, pulse 76, weight 215, heart sounds regular, lungs clear. Lab work, her HDL is 42, total cholesterol down to 211, LDL down to 138. Assessment, improving toward our goals, plan, increase Pravacol to 10 milligrams daily, follow-up 3 months, patient had review statement. Calvin Cornelison comes back for follow-up. Now he tells me the pain radiates from his back occasionally and goes into his testicle area. Insert A132 over 78, pulse 72, weight 142, height 5'6", abdomen soft bowel sounds present. No definite hernia, ultrasound, no definite hernia. Some cysts in the kidneys. Surgically removed gallbladder. Assessment stable. No definite hernia. Plan, ultrasound for his pain, 0.5 to 1 every 8 hours PRN. Follow-up, patient had review statement. Sharon Gilliam, 54-year-old lady, comes in. She says she's been having chest pain off and on since for 6 months. She states she has episodes of where she feels her heart beating fast. She's been anxious. And she says she has some pain in the mid-chest when she walks fast. Insert A, 138 over 84, pulse 94, weight 164. Heart sounds regular, heart rate 90. Lungs clear, EKG, no acute change. Assessment, etiology, and clear plan, rule out thyroid disease, etc. Blood work, cardiac duplex, stress test, chest x-ray. and follow-up. Ronnie Hardy comes in with multiple problems and a long list of abnormalities. One is that he's congested, sore throat all the time, stuffy nose. He wants to talk about a gastric bypass. His feet hurt. His bladder doesn't work. His blood sugar's been out of control. He feels bad all the time. Period. He's also been on Vesicare, which has not helped. Insert A 141 over 88, pulse 60, temp 97, weight 274, height 5'10 and a half, BMI 38.8. This is obesity, stage 2. His chest, few bronchi, heart sounds regular. Feet, good pulses. Assessment, he's got uncontrolled diabetes. Plan, I want to check his blood work. We're going to place him on Janumet XR 50-500 twice a day. I'm going to refer him to a course on bariatric surgery at his request. I'm going to refer him back to his urologist. We'll refill his medicines for furosemide and KCL. Patient had review statement. Follow-up. Note, I'm checking B12 level since he's had... I'm checking his B12 level and I'm checking his testosterone level. This is George Temples. This gentleman came to my office complaining of shortness of breath, flu-like symptoms, conjunctivitis, weakness, swelling of his legs, cough, period. Paragraph, he has congestive heart failure, renal insufficiency, diabetes, anemia, gout, and has an AV fistula but has never been dialyzed, period. Paragraph, he's on multiple medications that will be listed, period. Many of these include erythropoietin, spironolactone, coumadin, gabapentin, zoroxicillin, Lasix, Levemir, etc. Social history, he doesn't smoke or drink. Review of systems, weakness, shortness of breath, cough, congestion, runny eyes and nose, and a general deterioration. Insert A, objective 115 over 62, pulse 84, temp 99.3, weight 247, height 5'8", he's obese. HENT, bilateral drainage from his eyes with pus. Chest, bilateral bronchi, heart sounds regular, abdomen distended, extremities 3+ edema. Paragraph, chest x-ray, right upper lobe atelectasis, bilateral pleural effusions. BUN 89, creatinine 4.0. Previous BUN was in the 60s. INR, prolongated at 3.8. Hematocrit, very low at 25.7. Assessment, he's got multiple medical problems planned. I spoke with with the hospitalist at Harton Hospital where he was being referred for admission. Copies were made and arrangements were made. Thank you.